Hey, baby. Did you like dinner tonight? Yeah? I asked your mom for that mac and cheese recipe. There was so much butter and cheese in there. But then again, I never had one that was quite as good as your mom's, so I hope it was almost as good, maybe. I know if you say mine was better, she'll probably break down the door right now. But. Yeah, and you like the salad? the little healthy salad. And the tea, too. That's good. I'm always super glad when you enjoy my cooking. I know you always say you like it, but I want to make something that will make it so that you'll never leave me, you know? I wanted to make something that would not only nourish your tummy, but your soul. You seem a little strained these days, baby. I know you've been surrounded by people all week, and I know how that can make you feel depleted and overstimulated. Yeah, I know, your love bar's not full. It needs to be full for me. Mwah. Mwah. This loud world can feel pretty overwhelming, huh? I completely understand. Let me hold you for a bit. Is that so bad? Not bad at all? It's good. Am I just too sweet for you? Oh, baby. Thank you. But it's the least I could do. You always care so much for everyone around you. And I love this part of you. I love how emotional and vulnerable you are. It's amazing to see the way you are vibrant and engaged with others, knowing how much you feel and knowing how much you feel for others. I love how you spread your love everywhere you go. You spread your brightness and your warmth and your kindness. And it makes the world a better place. You need to know that. And you need to know it makes my world a better place. So when you're at home, I want this to be your good place. I want you to feel cared for. You need time for yourself as well, you know? You need to let go and recharge so you can soak up more goodness and, like, squeeze it out over everybody. And that's why I am making sure that you have a nice, lazy evening right here. In bed with me, with all of the you time, focused on you, all about you, until you can't handle it anymore. We can go hop in the shower, take as much time as we like, and in a bit you can roll over and I can give you a massage, or we could put on some music. What do you think? You're so cute. Come here. Come closer. Let me squeeze you. I just want to be with you. I cherish every second, every word, every moment of silence that we share. I know. You give me so much love and attention all the time. And I see that you can't even help it. Like, it's your nature. I didn't know that. I consider myself a giver in relationships, but you outgive me by 3,000. Over 3,000. And I just need you to know that I really appreciate it. But at the same time, even givers need to take. Maybe you don't need to think of it as taking. Just think of it as accepting what other people want to give to you. I want you to be able to completely relax and let yourself go. And if that means you need time to yourself, that's totally fine with me. That makes me so happy to hear. For me, you know, it's the same. Being with you helps me unwind in a special kind of way. Come here. Lay your head on my chest. It feels so nice. Being able to connect with you. Knowing that your ear is right on top of my heart. Feels really nice. Special kind of intimacy. I swear. You don't even know how amazing you are. I don't think you're realizing how much better everyone feels just because you're there. It doesn't even matter if you're quiet or if you're talking or if you're listening or if you're entertaining. It's much more just your whole way of being. I see you always taking care. You know, always giving off those good vibes. Passing around the good juju. Lifting up all the energy in the room. Just all the time. And maybe most people don't realize exactly what you do or how you do it. And yet, they love to have you around for that very reason, sweetheart. With me, I want it to be different. You don't have to feel obligated to make me feel good all the time. I mean, I love it. I love it when you love on me. But I'm with you because I love the person you are. I love the other parts of you. I think as we get older, we become attached to these ideas of who we want to be and who we want to be seen as. And sometimes we make that decision for ourselves, and sometimes we do it because we want to please others, and you know, other people end up influencing us in making that decision. But I want to see your other sides too. I want to see the sides that you don't consciously try to show people. And with me, there's no need to hold anything together. There's no need to put up a strong face or, you know, just, I mean, how should I say? Those are all parts of you that I love and appreciate, but I love all of the parts too. I love all the other parts. I love all of you. I love all of you. And you can just be yourself. You can even, I don't know, maybe it's not even yourself. You can just let me. If that makes any sense. Everything's all right. You're wonderful, just as you are. And whatever state you're in, I accept that too. I don't know about all of the things that you've gone through in your life. And I'm not the same person as you. But right now, the you I see in front of me is someone who I love and admire and adore and respect. And you should think the same of yourself. Let me take care of you too, because you deserve it so much more than you think. I know how your brain tells you sometimes that you don't ever provide enough for other people. So trust me when I say what you give is more than enough. You should never feel guilty about taking care of yourself. And you should never feel guilty about asking people for help. Okay. So, after this monologue of mine, after this eternity, I have a question for you. What do you need tonight, baby? Lay in my arms and nap? No, I love that. That's my favorite. Gosh, you're so freaking cute. I love you. I love you. Everything's all right, baby. Trust me. Mm-hmm.